Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Selkirk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Murphy. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Murphy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rolfe moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rolfe scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. Two outs. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rolfe strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball towards left. Radcliffe settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Radcliffe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lazzari. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Lazzari steals second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Selkirk moves to second. It's 2-1, Yankees. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolfe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up towards the mound. Whitehead catches it and throws to first to double up Gehrig. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Appling moves to second. It's Yankees, 2, White Sox, 2. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy spins and fires to second and Crosetti drops the ball. That's an error on Crosetti. Appling moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shea for the out. Appling scores. Dykes moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Selkirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Crosetti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Selkirk moves to third. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. Murphy strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Selkirk scores. There goes Crosetti trying to get to third. Simmons throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Dykes who tags Crosetti for the out. Two outs. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Whitehead covering. Safe. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig moves to third. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dickey moves to second. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Selkirk is walked intentionally. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Shea hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-3 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Simmons chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Appling. Appling fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Appling. Combs goes all the way around to score. Rolfe moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington pinch hits for John Whitehead. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.